and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. It is June the 19th, 2017. It is a Monday. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show and making it possible for us to be here on air. So we're going to jump right into it. It's a Monday, so we usually have a lot of stuff on Monday, some very, very, very important stuff I want to get to. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Being said, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you go there, on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the donation icon that's there, the green holding hands, green and white background holding hands. Just click on that, and that will lead you to where you can give some of your financial energy in order to maintain the overall direction of this network and to ensure that it is here for you in the future, because it's been something that you have deemed as relatively very important in your life from the past and the present. So let's continue to move forward with this. If you would, give some of your financial energy, because you're the only ones that really are the reason that Black Talk Radio Network is able to stay on air, and we want it to continue so that it can continue to bring the shows that it has brought to you so that we can continue to do what needs to be done. So please donate to Black Talk Radio Network right there. Just hit the donation prompt that's there. Also, another way that you can support Black Talk Radio Network is by joining a social media network, and that is BTR Community, and you can find it on the homepage for Black Talk Radio Network, or you can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. You can go there, and that will lead you into to sign up for Black Talk Radio Network. It is a social media outlet where you can engage in all of your social media activities without adversely affecting yourself or without your identity being sold to any bidder. And it's only $24 a year. It's the only place that I post. And you can definitely be a part of that. That helps out greatly, and it is to your benefit to be a part of that. So be a part of BTR Community. Let's continue to get this to grow and be a part of it. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to prosperitymint.com. Prosperitymint.com. You can save as a king and a queen or as a lady and a gentleman. You don't have to save as a slave. And that would be by saving in cash. You can save in real money, the great creator's money, the intrinsical assets and species. And just like there's the human species, there's other living species that actually maintain and ensure their sustainability for life. And the precious metals is one of those. attributes. So you could go to Prosperity Men, check out what's there in inventory. Then email info@prosperitymint.com, email info@prosperitymint.com to make sure if you are a new to purchasing the precious metals, make sure you reach out and say, hey, I'm interested in purchasing precious metals. Someone will reach out to you to make sure that you are doing it correctly and explain the process, because it's more than just buying it, as there's some things, information that you need to know, and that is something that needs to be conveyed to you. It's to your benefit. So definitely do that. All right, if you would like to, we're going to have the Control Your Wealth seminar, and if you would like to be a part of that, that is going to be coming up relatively soon here in less than 12 days away from now. It's going to be the Controlling Your Wealth seminar, and it's going to be held at, well, no, a little longer than that. It's going to be the 1st of July, and it's going to be held at 1515 Young Street in Dallas, Texas, at the Central Library, 1515 Young Street in Dallas, Texas, at the Central Library. And it's going to be the Control Your Wealth seminar, and it's going to be sponsored by Prosperity Mint. And you can go to the Eventbrite.com and just type in Control Your Wealth seminar, Control Your Wealth seminar, and that's where you can be a part of what we're going to be having here July the 1st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it is sponsored by Prosperity Mint. And what we're going to be doing is speaking about how you can control your wealth. And very important will be a first hour will be a presentation by Prosperity Mint. Then there will be Trust and Foundation, or our Trust and Foundation, that's going to be held by, going to be given by Legacy Wealth Management. And then there is going to be a portion, an hour portion of the precious metals class that will be given. Then there will be the last hour will be where some opportunities will be conveyed, and the overall collective, how we can come together collectively together, some other opportunities that will serve you and your family and the benefit of you, your family, and our overall community. It's a very, very important way for you to engage in increasing some streams of revenue. And not only that, strategically placing yourself. So come on down to Dallas. It's going to be well, well worth it. We're sponsoring it. We can't wait to see you all there. And this week we'll let you know if you're not able to make it to Dallas, you will be able to join in via the internet. Tickets for the internet and for single tickets will be the same, $300. For couples that are coming to Dallas, it's $550. Single tickets is $300. So come on down to forward to seeing and meeting you all and starting our overall move towards positioning ourselves. There's a lot of things that's going on, and we can definitely take advantage of it. If you're a vendor, you would like to be a part of it, you can also go to the Eventbrite.com and look up the Control Your Wealth seminar and look in the tickets there. There is the outlet for vendors. So that's what's going to be coming up. Looking forward to that. Also, if you would like to engage in the cryptocurrencies, you could do that with us by going to rcryptocurrency.com, rcryptocurrency.com, and you'll be able to trade the cryptocurrencies. Doing very, very well in that, and some things that should be shared and you should be gaining from that, and that's the control. And you want to do that by going to rcryptocurrency.com, rcryptocurrency.com, and you'll be a part of the Trade Coin Club. You can sign up there, and once you do, once you sign up, we'll send you the information that you need to establish your account. There's some other things that you need to do, and then once you finish all of that process, you can start the Trade Coin Club will trade the cryptocurrencies for you, and you can watch and use your overall earnings however you want to do it. I've done extremely, extremely well with the limited amount of Bitcoins that I put in. I actually put one Bitcoin in, and my earnings have been, I got to check, it's been pretty good, and I haven't checked as of today, just was busy doing other things. So definitely engage in that. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. There's so much that's there, and I want to definitely get into today's show. I won't be able to go over everything that's there, what's in the news, because there's actually too many pages of it. It's a lot of stuff. So you need to join BTR communities and see some of this stuff that's there. And big up to Raj. Thanks, Raj, for the postings that you put in there. So can't go through all of it because of the interest of time, because of what's going on in the world. Definitely want to get to what's happening. At any time, if you would like to get in on the conversation, though, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. I'm not on the board, so I won't be able to see you. So if you come in, definitely just say, excuse me, Dave, and I'll hear you, and then we'll go right to you. So let's jump into what's in the news. There's a lot that's going on. You know, it was Friday. Friday, I just had a feeling that something significant was going to happen relatively soon. And then while we were in the show, I had read something before we went on air, or read something just a little bit earlier in the day, not too long before we went on air, and then Strategic Melanin had sent it to us about the USS Fitzgerald. The USS Fitzgerald was there was a collision with a Filipino cargo ship. Very, very important. I want to touch on a little bit of that today. I think there was more to that than just what me, and I posted some stuff in BTR. That may have been, and I don't know, this is just me. I don't have any verification. I'm just saying, I don't trust the system, because the system has always lied and manipulates. So why would we ever think that they would ever change that? You know, the system loves to use the U.S. particularly from the U.S. standpoint, it loves to use the U.S. Navy to get the states into a war. And it could be that cargo ship actually intentionally rammed the Fitzgerald, and I think it's a crew. It's a forgot what it is. It is a cruise missile. It's not a cruise missile. I can't remember what the Fitzgerald is, but it's a battleship. Not a battleship. What is it? Let me look it up real quick, because sometimes getting involved in so much stuff, and I know what it is. I was actually, you know, from my military experience, I know, and I just can't think about it right now so much. It is a – let me pull it up. Let me see if – all right, so – the Fitzgerald is a, I know it's a missile something. One sec. It doesn't have the story. So, all right. So, the Fitzgerald is a, okay, the Fitzgerald doesn't say what it is. All right. So, it's a naval ship. It shoots cruise missiles and everything else. I can't remember what. It's not a frigate. Not too sure. All right. So with that being said, now I'm going to jump back into the show. I just can't remember. It'll come to me a little bit later what it is. All right. So that was very, very suspicious to me. As to what happened with that, because the cargo ship, which is like 3 to 4 times bigger than the overall Fitzgerald. It's a missile cruiser, I think. Daggone it, don't matter. The Fitzgerald, I'm just calling it the Fitzgerald. The USS Fitzgerald is relatively small compared to that cargo ship, and it was a cargo ship that was coming from going to Japan, to Tokyo, and it was flown under under Philippines flag in a Philippine country, but it made a U-turn and its overall speed was wrong, and it made a U-turn, but when it was going in one direction, it made its collision and then turned back and went the other way. And there is speculation that it didn't report it for an hour. And the Ferguson almost sank. It almost, not the Ferguson, the Fitzgerald almost sank because of the overall damage that it received. So I don't know, y'all. There's a lot to that. And I'm going to play something. I want y'all to hear something from the Filipino president today so that you know, very rarely do you ever hear from some of these people individually directly. So I want you to hear an interview that he did with RT that was very, very telling. And just so you have some, you know, ideas so that you can make your own decisions about certain things. But because things are setting up, ladies and gentlemen, we are definitely, definitely in the midst of global nuclear war one. And today's show is the U.S. Trickney slide into GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1, has happened in Syria. And that's today's show, is the U.S. Trickney slide into GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1, has happened in Syria. This isn't the first time that this planet was exposed to nuclear confrontation, nuclear weapons being used, but it will be the first time in the so-called lying history about it all. So this is will be, yes, nukes have been used before, but it was not an overall nuclear countries going to war with each other. That will be the case relatively soon here. And so with that being said, over the weekend yesterday, there's an article that I posted that came from Strasbourg. Syria, U.S. fighter jet shoots down government fighter. U.S. fighter jet shoots down government fighter jet. The U.S. Navy has shot down a Syrian government Su-22 fighter jet on yesterday, June the 18th, that had dropped bombs on Syrian rebel forces fighting the Islamic State in Syria, ABC News reports. And so there were different different reports of this that came out. This supposedly this all did happen. And also there was another article that I posted from antimedia.com. We posted this one last week. And I said, posted this one just last week, and now the U.S. shoots down a Syrian jet who was said to be attacking ISIS. Major event unfolding. And this article shows from antimedia.com says, watch. Video emerges of U.S. allowing ISIS fighters to escape safely in Syria. And so this is what the Syrian plane was actually doing, they say that that's what they were doing. They were attacking ISIS strongholds, and the U.S. said that no, that they were attacking Syrian rebels that were and Syrian rebels and coalition forces that were supported by the U.S. And that's why the U.S. shot down this Syrian Su-22. And the reports where the pilot was killed. And then there was major, major fighting. Well, I'm going to have to just read some of that. So we'll get to that with it all. This does not pass. This is a bad, bad situation that's going to continue to unfold into GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1. Next article from AP. Iran's Revolutionary Guard strikes Syria from Tehran for a Tehran attack. Yes, yesterday, Iran had used medium-range missiles to attack Syria within Syria. We were not attacking the government of Syria. They are actually allies in defending Syria. They were actually attacking strongholds by what they are saying are the overall terrorist organizations that perpetuated the overall attacks at the synagogue and the Iranian parliament earlier in the month. And this was their response to that. And also there were some other things that were going on. So they actually did missile launches into Syria. So this whole thing is really going up. And under the pretense that while this was all going on, this one comes from Iran, IRNA.com. IR, which is an Iranian publication. Iran-China joint military exercise kicks off in the Persian Gulf. It kicked off yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. And this is Japan and Iran are having military exercises in the Persian Gulf together. Huge, 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 at the same time that Iran strikes. And I wouldn't be surprised if there were U.S. We may have been U.S. forces or coalition forces that were embedded with those in same individuals that Iran was had used a medium-range missile yesterday. So check out that article. This whole thing is at a point of no return, ladies and gentlemen. It will be going to further war. Next article I got from Reuters: NATO war games defends Baltic weak spot for the first time. Basically, the UN, I mean, NATO is trying to surround Russia as we speak right now militarily. Not a good look. Next article. This one comes from AP News. Iran's official agency said Sunday drills include Iranian warship as well as two Chinese warships, is kind of the same playback of what we played earlier. Then after the plane was shot down, the fighter was shut down. Today, this one comes from AP News. The article didn't come up as well, and we'll get to some of this, but this one is Russia's response to it. And here's what Russian defense minister said to the shooting down of the Syrian plane. Russia's defense minister said it will treat U.S.-led coalition planes in Syria west of the Euphrates River as targets after the U.S. military shot down a Syrian Air Force jet on Sunday. And my commentary was that the war light has turned green, ladies and gentlemen. Russia is basically saying is that they will engage all U.S. planes, drones, by way of ground air defense and by aerial defense with their jets, meaning they are going to be targeting U.S. planes in that area. And when they mean by targeting, for shoot down. And they're going. And one of the things about Russia has some of the best anti-aircraft missiles in the world. The U.S. won't be able to defend itself from the S-300 and S-400 systems. This is going to be ugly. And so that was there. And then so we're going to continue on. Want to hurry up. Next article, I posted this one from Business Insider. And this is very, very, you know, so many things are playing in together now, and everything that you see on mainstream media are so, the distractions are there to keep everyone from paying attention to what's up and preparing themselves accordingly, which that should not affect you because you are immune to that because of how you resonate. Trump hardline, and this one comes from Business Insider. I think I got this one. Excuse me, of course, every time we go on air, my internet wants to act up. Trump's hard line on U.S. relations with Cuba could create a blind spot in a major drug trafficking. Well, more than just that. Whole lot more than just that. That is, in my opinion, this is why Panama and Panama's president, celebrity figurehead Panama's president, was in the U.S. meeting with celebrity figurehead Trump as well. This is all not a coincidence. This is all about strategically positioning themselves for the war that's going to be happening in the Caribbean islands and the Caribbean, and those islands in around that area are very, very important. This is why Haiti is on the map right now. This is why Puerto Rico's is in the news. This is why Panama is in it, because all of that area, not only is it rich in gold, it's a strategical waterway for trade and everything else. And that's why this is everything that's going. And China has already got a stronghold in all of those countries except for Puerto Rico. So this is going to be a very, very telling time. Next article. This one comes from Russia Insider. Military halts Syrian skies. incident prevents interaction with U.S. as of July the 19th, today. They basically broke all relations with the U.S., Russia did, in Syria. So now it is a matter of, unless, I don't know how, if Russia is going to hold up to this. I do think that they will, and I think there's a lot of things, and we're going to get to that. Next article comes from Reuters. Turkey. Turkish troops hold exercise in Qatar in show of support. Next article. Iran, I got this one from RT. Iran warns ISIS of more missile strikes, says coordinated with Damascus. Next article, I got this one from RT. The new KKK seeks to rebrand in upstate New York. Cool Kids Club. Sick. Next article, and this was from RT talking about the collision. 55 minutes to report collision. Japanese probe Filipino crew after hitting the USS Destroyer. That's what it is. It's a destroyer. The USS Naval Destroyer Fitzgerald. Next article, I posted this one from RT. Hundreds of protests. Philando Castile shooting verdict in New York City. Check out that article. Very, very important one. Next article, I got this one from the South China Morning Post. Hong Kong firms joint forces to make deals under Silk Road. So check out that article. Next article, this is a really important one. We're going to have talk about this one later on in the week. Very, very important. Forget atomic bomb. Here's what could become the next super weapon. Doing a great, great article. Can't go through it all because of the time. I want to get to what's going on. Next article, Sputnik News. Russia-China S-400 deal and other defense agreements unnerve Washington. And I said, remember this one? This one came back earlier in the year. So that's going to be playing out here, that S-400. Next article from Sputnik News. Have faith. Scientists reveal likelihood of intelligent aliens. And I said, some of the most developed ones are actually black. That's not what the article said. That's what I said, but that was there. Next article, this one. Bear with me. You know, it's so funny. Every time we get on Tando, I get on the show, everything slows way, way down. It's so funny. So, hey, we do what we got to do. So this one is, what was this one? Oh, yeah, this was a very, very important one. This one, I can't see where I got it from, but it's there. China demands on-site inspection of fad battery in South Korea. Check out that article. That one actually comes from... Chosun.com. So check out that one. Okay, so continuing, next article. Let me mix those. And then I posted something from a Canadian that mapped the ACX crystals, that collision. That's the Filipino cargo ship that crashed with the destroyer, the USS Fitzgerald. You can actually see its overall route and what it did. And it making a U-turn like that is a big, big problem. Now, we'll talk about what it could be. A bunch of things. It may not be what it appears, but the intention is still the same. So check out that. Next article, this one comes from StockBoardAssets.com. Summer of Hate, the arrival of the crisis in the Second Civil War. Check out that. Next one, Rise posted this one from Cerebrally Naive on transparency. Not much difference between Trump and Obama administration. Then Rise posted from, this one came from The Guardian, Russia to target planes from U.S.-led coalition flying over parts of Syria. And... sorry, you all. Just bear with me. This is... wow. So, isn't this funny? I can't pull up anything. Never, ever, ever fail. So, that's that article. Let's see what else we got here. Next article, I'm probably going to have to get out of what's in the news because I can't get anything to work. And I'm not surprised. So hopefully it will all come back on for me. So, nope. So let me see, how can I do this? Can I do this this way? Could it be? Wow, I'm totally stuck on everything. So, let me see. All right, so I'm having little difficulties here. So, if you'd like to get in on 510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. Let me see if I close some of this. It may help. But I don't know, and I don't think that that's going to be, and then all of a sudden my computer just, everything just freezes up on me, because that's what happens to Tando Radio Show. So hopefully this will move on me. Give me a second, everyone. Because I can't even see the board. I can't see anything. But no problem. We got to go through the show by me just remembering what it was. No big deal. Okay, so let me just close some of this out. Maybe that'll be give me a... Okay, so next article. We get this one. Rise posted this one from AP News. Human Project Study will ask 10,000 to share life's data. Psh, man. Good article. Thanks, Rod. Next one from Huffington Post. China, unhackable quantum satellite has sent its first message. Check out that article. Next one, really good article by Rod. Posted this one. This one comes from the Medical News Today. Turmeric, red grapes, apple compound starves prostate cancer cells. So check out that one. Another article from Sky News. I saw this one and I forgot to post it. Good article. Thanks, Ross. Barclays, Africa to repay 113. I can't remember which one that was. So check out that one. And next one, Ross said, this one comes from Mishable. This one is from Ross. He says, glad I didn't vote. Nearly 2 million voters exposed in GOP data leak, providing all political parties are skeptical of being hacked. Check out that article. Next article, I posted this one from Business Insider. The U.S. is repositioning aircraft carrier in Syria after Russia threatens to target them. The repositioning. Pentagon, U.S. I posted this one from Business Insider. Pentagon, U.S. pilots in Syria will defend themselves against any attack by Russian jets. Next article comes from Wall Street Journal. Israel gives secret aid to Syrian rebels. So they're supporting the overall trying to take over and defeat the Assad, the duly elected government of Syria. Next article from Reuters. Saudi's Navy sees boat with weapons near offshore oil field. And that was, they say they did that last week. Next one, I posted a YouTube video of delegates from Saudi Arabia and Qatar at the GCC meeting. And they go to blows, folks. They start fist fighting. And I said, my commentary, you know they're going to war soon. Laugh out loud. Fist fight between Saudis and Qatar's delegates at the GCC. And I guess what happened is that one person said something about Qatar was, a Saudi delegate said Qatar was supporting terrorists. And then one of the Qatar delegates said, oh, yeah, did you remember it was 13 people from Saudi Arabia that did the 9/11 thing, and it broke out into fist fight. So not funny, because it's going to have real, real adverse situations here. Next article from, I got this from Active Post. Putin postures against central bank elite moving to create national cryptocurrency. And he actually met with the creator of Ethereum last week. So definitely, and that tells me that Russia definitely plans on going to war, and everything is falling into place. So that's what's in the news, and we're going to jump into today's show. In today's show, we need to take a look at what's going on. So just want to catch you up really quickly. Where do I start? And I will start by saying that, in my opinion, the overall war, and I knew over the weekend, I knew something was going to happen. I just had a feeling. I expressed that with you all here on Tando Radio Show last week, that I just had a feeling that something was going to happen relatively big, real, real soon. And what happened? Boom. This one here. This is a full-out act of war that the U.S. did on Syria. Now, let's pick it up from here. Let me just read one quick article from this. And I'm not on the board, so if you call in, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And I can't see the board. So let's just really quickly, I'm going to read an article. And this one comes from AmazonNews.com, and known as AMN News. Okay, breaking. Intense clash break out between Syrian army and U.S.-backed forces in Raqqa. Article, hopefully this pulls up, move down. It's a short one. Okay. Intense clashes have broken out between the Syrian Arab Army, SAA, and U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF. The SAA is the government of Syria's military, and the Syrian Democratic Forces are the ones that are supported by the U.S., as well as many have said that the U.S. created ISIS with Israel, and I wouldn't be surprised. Yes, that's probably what it is, and because this is what needs to happen in order for a war to start, to cover up the economic collapse, and actually there are no other options that the corporation of the United States has in order to maintain its overall global position, where that it overextended, but it was always the plan of overextension, because this is how the system is never threatened. They just allowed their minions to go down. So intense clash have broken out between Syrian Arab Army and the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, in the western countryside of Raqqa tonight, a military informed. According to the source, units from the Syrian Arab Army, that's the government, the Syrian government army, attempted to cross SDF front lines in order to rescue their fallen pilot. However, they were turned away by the latter. This result in a fierce confrontation that is currently ongoing between two entities near the key town. The pilot is in need of rescue, was identified. An officer of the Syrian Air Force from the city of Salamina in the eastern countryside. More details to come. So let me lay it out. There's different ones that you can read as to what happened. This is what I'm going to give you both sides of what happened. So let me give you what the U.S. said happened yesterday. I'll pull this up quickly. And no, that's not the one. Okay, let me go to another one and pull this up. Very, very important as these things start to unfold. What is really happening and what does it mean? So let me just get the one story from, because there's a lot of stories here. Let me get what they said happened. Well, I'm going to just tell you what they said happened. Okay, so from the U.S. side, from what I was reading, there's so many stories here, came because it's all messed up. All right, so what happened was that the U.S. said that they were protecting U.S. coalition, U.S. forces and coalition forces, and their overall allies in the region, because the Syrian Air Force was bombing the coalition forces and the Syrian rebels that they're backing. Let's stop right there. One, what is the U.S. doing in Syria? They have no legal business there. They are an occupying, invading force. The Syrian government definitely should be defending themselves against invaders, even if they are U.S. or whatever. So what happened, what the U.S. said is that this Syrian Air Force was bombing. They're there. This U.S. says that they're there to fight ISIS, but who told you to come into the country to fight ISIS? Who here is coming here to fight Crips and Bloods and fight the organized crime by bombing and everything else? Who's doing that in the United States? But we all know how this rolls. So the U.S. is saying it, using what they created as the pretext, as a proxy war, to get what they actually have to have right now, and that is a full-on, full-fledged war in order to maintain their overall position. So this, the U.S. was defending their interests in Syria, their military overthrowing the government interest in Syria. They were protecting their aggression, their acts of war in Syria. And so what did they do? They F-18 Hornet went up and then engaged a SU-22 that was bombing, and it shot it down. And then the Syrian forces tried to rescue their pilot, and they were met with they were repelled or pushed back by confrontation, military confrontation. And that is huge. This tells what the U.S. intentions has always, there is no denying now. Once you shoot down a Syrian Air Force jet, that means that your intentions has always been to do that. Why are you in that country? You have no legal standing to be there. And now everyone knows the cat is completely out of the bag. Why does it have to be out of the bag? Because now they have all of their stuff pre-positioned. Remember, they wanted to send 20,000 troops back to Afghanistan. Remember, they just put medium-range missiles inside of Syria. Who are they putting those missiles there for? So that they can attack Damascus and the Russians, the Chinese, and also the objective here is Iran and Syria. Iran, Syria, by way of Qatar. Now, Saudi Arabia and the other, the UAE and other Gulf nations have cut ties with Qatar. Turkey has come to its aid. Turkey, China, and other nations. Russia have, I think Russia has also, and so yes, definitely Russia has. So now it's all strategically being placed for. And Qatar is strategically important because it's near Djibouti, is near, it has strategic advantage to Iran. Iran knows what's up. This is why they have to support Qatar. Turkey has now put troops in Qatar. Now, I don't know if Turkey is sincere. Remember, they're part of NATO. And you know, I don't know if this could really go in so many different ways. But I wouldn't be surprised either way it goes. But in my opinion, this is what happened. The U.S. is using that as an excuse. And this, they want the aggression to build up so they can go full-fledged into this war. They want that. But now, and pretty much, they're going to continue to push forward, so there is no turning back now. So what did Russia say? For now on, the U.S., there's a no-fly zone for you on the western half of the Euphrates, wherever our troops are. If you do fly in that area, we will consider that targets, meaning they're going to blast on them. Now, the U.S. response to that was that they were where they were supposed to be, doing what they're supposed to do, yada, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. You said this before. You're not going to do anything about it. And the U.S., and it's critical that you hear what the U.S. actually said. Let me pull up this one article. Let me just find it really quickly. Very, very important. Oh, man. Don't tell me we lost it. No, it's here. All right, so let me just find this article. Well, the U.S. response was that, wow, it got taken down. Or I lost it. Let me see here. Sorry, you all. Just so many. Let me see. Oh, duh. To the bottom, David. All right, so, and this is an article that was from, I got this one from Business Insider. Very, very important. Here's what the U.S. said in response to Russia's basically putting up an ADZ, air defense zone, or a no-fly zone. The Pentagon, U.S. pilots in Syria will defend themselves against attacks by Russian jets. U.S. pilots over Syria will defend themselves if attacked by Russia, a Pentagon spokesman said Monday following a report that Russia will treat U.S. or coalition aircraft as targets if they fly over areas in the western Syria controlled by Russia. Move this down. The Russian defense minister made the threat Monday after a U.S. F/A-18, a Super Hornet, shot down a Syrian Su-22 after that plane bombed U.S.-backed domestic democratic forces that are working with U.S. to defeat the ISIS state on Sunday. Yeah, right. This is totally, the U.S. side is a total lie, but let's hear it out. Any aircraft, including planes and drones, of the international coalition detected in the operations areas west of the Euphrates River by Russian air forces will be followed by Russian ground-based air defense and air defense aircraft as air targets, the defense minister says. We are aware of Russian statement, Navy Captain Davis said, a Pentagon spokesman, on Monday morning. We do not see conflict in any part in Syria other than ISIS. That is a bold-faced lie. We do not see conflict in any part with any party in Syria other than ISIS. What are you doing in Syria? Syria didn't ask you to be there. What is the only country right now that does these types of things? Who has the biggest navy? Who has the most aircraft carriers? Why do you have all of those aircraft carriers? To invoke your will all over the planet. This is only done and able to be done because of an aircraft carrier that's sitting off in the Mediterranean that these planes are able to take off from. You are invading, plain and simple. But this is the overall play, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that we give the right attention to this and really give the right discernment to it. Is if we continue to take sides, there is no such thing as them versus us. It is as far as nation-wise, the U.S. versus Syria. You have no beef with Syria. None whatsoever. But the system will create and antagonize and instigate everything that it needs to do in order to remain relevant and to remain in the position of controlling assets so that they can subjugate and enslave the world. That's what this is really, really all about. But how it plays out is very critical, and your response to it all is very critical. The article continues. But we will not hesitate to defend ourselves. They're not defending themselves. You're in instigating this. You are the aggressor. The only ones that's defending themselves is Syria. Syria has no navy. Syria has no aircraft carriers. Syria has no intentions of being in another country fighting so-called an organization that they created in a proxy war that they put on the ground so that can give them an excuse to come in.
Hey, Dave.
Article continue. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, but Syria wants its land back that's currently being occupied by Israel. So there you go.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's and that's what all of this is going to end up settling out. And it's not going to go the way I think people think. The article goes on. David said a spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition said the Russian stalemate has no effect on the operation in support of U.S.-backed Syrian fighters moving against ISIS in the west in western Syria, where the Russians are. Coalition aircraft continue to conduct operations throughout Syria, targeting ISIS forces and providing air support for coalition partners' forces on the ground, says Colonel Ryan Dillon, chief U.S. military spokesman in Baghdad. Now, let me stop there real quickly. Why is that so important? They're saying that they're not going to stop in Russia, in Syria. And they're going to continue in Syria. This is nothing more than, and the world knows. This is how the world will, this is the purge, ladies and gentlemen. The rest of the world will say we need to do away with them. And they will. But see, that's the whole setup. But nothing will really change. They will have changed. But everything else will remain. They'll give temporary relief, but it's not going to change. But here is definitely going to change for the worse. He also appeared to indicate that the U.S. is avoiding the parts of Syria where Russians said the U.S. planes would be tracked as potential targets or providing additional air power to counter threats. Now, let me just say this. This is the perfect lie and scenario. Let me finish this. As a result of the recent encounter involving a pro-Syrian regime and Russian forces, we have taken prudent measures to reposition aircraft over Syria so to continue targeting ISIS forces while ensuring the safety of our crew given the known threat in this battle space, Dillon said. The statement was meant as a warning, said a member of the Russian parliament, described the defense minister's statement as a warning. I'm sure that because of this, neither the U.S. nor anyone else will take any actions towards threatening our aircraft, he said, according to state-owned RAI News. This is why no threat of direct confrontation between Russia and America, and Russia and American aircraft. Russian beyond the making of the threat to the U.S. or coalition aircraft as target also said that deconfliction line with the U.S. has been shut down. The line was established so U.S. and Russian forces could avoid bombing each other as they fight ISIS. Both Davis and Dillis insist the hotline remains the best way to avoid further shootdowns. The coalition is always available to deconflict with the Russians to ensure the safety of coalition aircraft and operatives, says the deconfliction line has proven effective as a strategical miscalculation and de-escalation tension situation, said Dillon. We will use the deconfliction line yesterday and remain open to using it. It has proven its worth in the past. And this is funny because Russia says they're not using that anymore. Who do you believe? It doesn't matter. Let me just tell you real quickly. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. This is all a setup. And what I think is needed is this. I feel extremely sorry for those U.S. pilots, naval pilots that are there right now that are naive to what's going on. Some know exactly what's going on and they want to be a part of it. But the ones that are naive and don't know what's going on, let me tell you, in my opinion, what you'll see is that you will see a U.S. craft, a U.S. jet, a U.S. fighter, multiple or one or two, and they're gonna destroy some pretty flyboy, shoot him down, and that's what they're gonna use to galvanize the overall to make the point for all out military invasion into Syria, and that's what they're gonna use. If I feel sorry for the for the military pilots, naval pilots that are there that are don't know what's really going on and are thinking one thing, but it doesn't matter who you are. You know this is wrong. You know you have no business being there. But in all, they're going to play it out. What's going to happen is not only is Russia going to target these planes, the U.S. will be targeting their own planes. They've done it before. They'll do it again. So they'll have the excuse that they want to get the effect that they want back here so that they can go all out in this overall engagement. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is going to move into global nuclear war one. In my opinion, that the U.S. will lose promptly, completely. And the rest of the world is setting itself up just for that. Listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So when we come back out of the commercial break, we got a caller in queue. Brother Davis will come to you, and then we're going to continue the show. This is extremely, extremely, extremely dangerous. The overall time is coming. This is what I was feeling on Friday when we were talking on Tando Radio Show. This is what I was feeling and not surprised. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Media Project launched the digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Oh, sorry, y'all. You heard me in the background. All right. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. We'll see you in queue because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Very, very important stuff that's happening. So we got Brother Davis that's in queue. Brother Davis, welcome, brother.
Hey, Brother Davis, you hear me?
Yes, hear you perfectly fine. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
I want to understand what you mean by United States will shoot down American forces. Let's not forget the Lusitania before the German war. Let's not forget the Sea of Potomac. And please, people, look this up. Don't take my word for it. Before the Vietnam War. Let's not forget the aggression that was initiated by Ronald Reagan before the raid on Grenada. These were false flags they created in order to get us into major conflict. I just wanted to add that so they'll know this is a historical pattern, not just an opinion. I go, okay, brother, back to you, man.
Well said. Well said. Yes, Brother Davis is absolutely right. Talking about the Gulf of Tonkin, USS Liberty, and then, you know, over the weekend, on Friday, you know, there was the USS Fitzgerald that was the that was hit. All of these things have to, you can't rely on this. This is all deception for the projection of what they want. And this goes along where they destabilize the Middle East completely, destabilizing the South Sea of China, destabilize the Korean Peninsula, destabilize Central and South America, destabilize Europe, destabilize the continent of Africa. All of these things are going off at one time for a reason. This is why I'm not putting a lot of the things that you're seeing that mainstream media wants you to see as far as the different acts in Europe and everywhere else and things. So those things are going to be coming here as well. But the overall, who's behind it all is not going to be who they tell you. It's going to be something else. And this is, we're moving to this overall military confrontations to where the governments will start attacking the people. And you too will be attacked here. Hopefully you will be prepared for it, because it will be a full engagement. So one of the things I want to jump into really quickly is I want to bring you something that the celebrity figurehead president of the Philippines said. It's a 20-minute interview. I want you to hear what he says. Think about it. There may be some truth to it. It's a lot of this whole thing is a distortion, but we have to look at it not from emotion, but look at it from our overall spiritual discernment and the capability to do that, because we definitely, definitely will. What I want to do is I want you to play something for you all, and this goes into, listen to what Duarte says. And this is the perfect scenario. The purge is definitely, definitely happening. So everything is loaded up, and then it's like 20 minutes, and then we'll have time to come back out of our last break, and then we'll talk about, pick some other things up. You definitely need to be preparing for what's happening. It is definitely, definitely here. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. This will lead us right into the commercial break. So we're going to listen to this until the commercial break, and then we'll take our commercial break, come back, and then we'll have the last 30 minutes of the show. Some things that we need to be talking about that you need to be prepared for what's going on. And if you like to, if you have any questions or comments, give us a call, 866-510-9025. So here we go. One sec.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the time.
It has been almost a year since your inauguration. Have you faced anything that you were not expecting when you took office?
I have been a politician for almost 40 years, excluding the term now. So I would say that I, on the national front, I was kept informed all the time by the news and, of course, by sources in government. But I never realized the magnitude of the contamination of the Filipinos insofar as drugs are concerned.
Because we hear that 4 million people.
Yeah, it used to be just a problem. The problem. I thought that it was just like Davao. I may have one case now, then probably two. But it was a very constant happening every time. When I became president and everything was available to me for information, I was almost appalled to know that we have reached the millions of contaminated. So when I was mayor, I said, do not destroy my city. And do not destroy the young people of Davao City, because they are our assets. We are not rich. Most of us are poor. And we depend on our sons and daughters to feed us when we get out. We do not have, we are not the rich people. We do not have any housing here for few in between. And we need our children to buy the medicines, pay the hospitals, pay our burial, and do not corrupt them with drugs. Do not destroy their minds. And I said, because I will kill you. And I went very clear with that. Do not destroy my country. Do not destroy our young people. Because if you do that, I will kill you. There are so many criminals walking around. Stop it, and I said. I am not a wholesale violator of human rights. I am not the police. I just give orders. But I build the country. But anything that would destroy my country is totally unacceptable to me. My orders are very clear. Go out and hunt for them, the drug lords. Arrest them if it's still possible. But if they are confronted with the violence that would place your life, the policemen or the security guard in danger, so they kill them. Because in the past, that was what really prevented policemen and the military from doing it. Why? Because of they were so afraid of this human rights thing, which is a new phenomenon. It's actually the human rights in the guise of human rights. Countries like EU and America are interfering into the affairs of other nations in the guise of human rights.
The bitter irony is that while trying to protect civilians, to protect the youth, you sometimes, and you admitted that in one of your interviews, that innocent civilians could have become victims. Do you think it is a fair price to pay?
Just like in the Americans, when they drop the bomb there, so much, so powerful that it also kills other people.
But you're not America. Do you feel sorry?
But we are talking of human liability. So it doesn't say that because they're Americans are exempted. And just because I am just a small time government official, I am not exempted. So what's the fairness there? No. When they drop bombs, they kill so many villages. There's not even a whimper. America invaded Iraq. What was the excuse? That there were weapons of mass destruction. And yet when they invaded Iraq, so many people were killed. So where is justice now?
So I think it's really hard to avoid.
It's meaning to say justice has to be equal. It cannot be injustice for one and justice for another set of standards or two. It has to be equal.
Is that the reason why you turn away from America?
Yes, because they refused to understand my predicament when they knew that they were also in the same predicament on a larger scale. I never in America was. Remember Panama? Okay. They invaded Panama, a sovereign state. Okay, in Central America. So what was the purpose there? They went inside, seized the country, arrested the president, brought him outside the country, placed him in a detention cell in New York. He faced a trial in federal court and is convicted. What happened to the invasion? And what was the reason? Drugs. You invade this country? Me, I am just fighting the criminals in my country. I never invaded a country. You have to look at it this way. There is so much incongruity in the principles that are being followed by nations. The powerful ones, they can invent this weapon of mass destruction. Or we can invade your country. Me, I never touch anybody. I do not even go to the United States. And then they criticize me for the criminals that I have killed.
Your relations with the previous U.S. administration were far from perfect. Will you give Trump's administration a chance?
I think that Trump is very good. He's a regular guy. He's pragmatic, very practical. The previous administration was a source of irritation and source of so many conflicts, not really in terms of war, but in terms of relationships. The other administration destroyed all of this, the goodwill and even relationship with Russia and relationships with the Philippines. And it's not an easy job to be just when there's a new guy in town, you just say everything is forgotten. They have the Congress that is not in full accord with the U.S. president. And they are just they're fighting right now, threatening even to impeach President Trump. America is a hard act to follow. Sometimes you are in good terms. For example, Trump, he says that he agrees with me. And he thinks that I'm doing it the right way. And even he, about 2 weeks ago, announced that he's going to get tough against the drug lords and everybody who is into drugs. You could almost find the similar words between my mouth and Trump's mouth. But you know, those things that we ordered and those things that we expect to be delivered is being hampered because it is equally the powers of the president is subject also to the checks and balances of Congress. And sometimes he is paralyzed. He himself now even finds himself maybe not really big trouble, but in trouble. I have nothing against America. We're perfectly all right. Trump is my friend. But my foreign policy has shifted from what of that pro-Western. I now have this working alliance with China, and I hope to establish a good working relations with Russia. Why? Because Western world, EU and everything, they have this double talk.
Do you think your society will support this idea? Because there are intensive ties within the society with America historically. Do you think you will have support of the people?
If there is anything to gripe for, it is me griping for. Why did you invade my country 50 years ago? Sat on this land and live over the fat of the land? And you expect me to be happy?
You are so angry. I can feel it.
You treat me as if I am your colony stealing. Huh, you must be kidding. Why would I allow it? Why would I allow you to treat me as if I am your representative here as a colonial governor? We are independent country. We will survive. We will endure. We can go hungry. But this time, I want my country treated with dignity.
So you once said that you don't want America in your country. So you were serious.
Yes, I said no. I said American troops. That one day during my term, if I survive the CIA, I survive the CIA, I have stayed 5 years.
You talk a lot about assassination. Do you really expect that to happen?
They do it. Does it surprise you?
Are you worrying? Are you afraid of your life?
They can even pluck the president out of his country and force him to face trial in another country.
What should happen so that it improves? Are you waiting for an apology?
No. That's not. I don't want that thing to happen.
So what?
It's enough that I respect Trump. He's a friend. And he is welcome to come here on November. But if I'm talking about arms, I'm talking about mutual defense regarding ISIS, I'd rather, in my preliminary talks with President Putin, I got a favorable response. I hope we can convert into something substantial. Because it is only Russia and China who can be relied with their words. America is double talk. the left hand does not know what the right hand is doing, because I said the arms are suspended and the Senate has not really agreed, or they're still debating on it, whether to give us the arms or not. My country is fighting terrorism. How long can I wait until such time that we are on bended knee? It might be too late. For after all, if I do not act now, and so with the drug problem, if my country collapses, who will bring it back? The United States. Russia sells arms. It does not impose this. She does not impose any condition. When Russia sells the arms, this is the arms. You need it, I will give it to you. That's a known fact. You do not attach conditions. A straight negotiation, if you're ready to help, we'll say, okay, we will help, we'll give you this. And can you do that with America? No. Because the president says he will give you, and the State Department said no. And then his Congress, we said, no, he's a human rights violator, so we keep a distance. And then, if that is the case, so be it. I will not hunker for it on bended knees. I will not ask for mercy for that alone.
Welcome back. We can now bring you the second part of our exclusive interview with the Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte, in which he touches upon some of the security issues facing the world at present and also gives a personal account of the abuse he suffered as a child.
You just came back from China.
Yes.
Your relations with China are a little bit warmer than compared to your predecessor, and actually warmer than it was expected.
Yes.
We didn't see you riding to the islands in the China South Sea with Filipino flag to put it there, as was promised. Is that just tactic, or you changed the strategy?
Yeah. When it is so ridiculous, it must be a joke. I'm fond of using jokes here, that I brought that practice also nationwide. That's why I would ride on a jet ski. Why would I ride on a jet ski? I would ride on a boat of the Navy if I want to do that. Imagine riding with a gun at your pinned in the under your armpit, and you ride the motor there.
But you didn't go there on a boat either. Instead, you went to China.
I was about to go there, but China said, can you please avoid it at this time? Because it might give the wrong impression, and every head of state who's claiming that vast sea there, sederans would also go there. And out of respect of my friendship with China, I said, okay. But that thing about forget it, do not
okay.
Erase it from your mind. It's all joke. I said, if I go there as president, I will ride on a Navy.
I understand. Of course, it was a joke, but it showed what kind of policy you are going to conduct towards China, and people expected some tough policy.
Do you expect me to fight China and what? Do I have the cruise missiles to hit them? Do I have the missiles to launch from this? So what will happen? It's going to be a massacre. Never mind about the insistence of the arbitrator. At the end of the day, it is this. It is, say, you say it is yours, and I say it is mine. And okay, the other guy at the bargaining table will say, okay, it is yours. And so, what now? Do I look stupid? We can talk about it later on, but not now, because everybody's grabbing a piece of the property. Maybe when the time comes and everything is quiet and it's conducive to talks. And they said that they mentioned about joint venture, and but not now. No hard sell now. I realize that, and because sometimes of the high-handedness of America and treating its friends as if we are not friends. So I decided that I will craft an independent foreign policy that would allow me to interact with China and the rest of the world and in Europe to reach out for new markets. Problem now is events just like any other places, especially in the Middle East. The radicalism, the extremism has overtaken us. Just like in the Middle East, it used to be a problem of Iraq, and then the United States went there to declare war for no reason at all, except the weapons of mass destruction were there, then undermine Libya and have this problem now. So, and the usual entities of talking about peace has been overtaken by the extremism now prevailing in the world. Same thing here. The ISIS has established a base in my country and down south, and we are fighting terrorism just like any country. And we need the arms. And suddenly, two senators of the U.S. Congress said that they will not proceed with the exportation or selling the firearms. And I said, no problem. I can always go to China, to Russia, to plead my case. And I said, you would understand, because they are also suffering from terrorism. They are talking of a worldwide problem. Why can't Trump just be open and just to tell his counterpart, President Putin, that, hey, guys, I have the same problem. So what's your strategy there? How could it affect your national security, by the way? Tell me.
So what about ISIS? Do you think ISIS militants here in the Philippines, they're homegrown or they were kind of imported?
There are so many Caucasians looking. Mm-hmm. We have captured or killed about six already. And they are from the Middle East mostly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how are you going to fight the terrorism, this task that so many countries actually fail to deal with?
Well, not really fail, but put it under control.
Mm-hmm.
It's a state of the mind which cannot be erased easily. In every generation, there is always a serious problem to solve. And so you have to be serious about it. And sometimes, not go beyond, but in excess of what is really called for. Because you want an assurance that your country is safe. If you have to kill an extra guy to make it more safer, then do it. My God, do it. And if they put it 100 more killed and 100 more safer, if you are a leader and you don't know how to solve it, you must be, you do not deserve, I should not be serving. Maybe what I can really say is that I do not need the presidency at this time of my life. I'm 72 years old. As president, I have to preserve and defend the Filipino nation. And I will exactly do it. Whatever be the price, whatever be the cost, it's my solemn duty to see to it that my country is really what it should be, a peaceful and comfortable place to live in.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
2 years ago, you shocked the media, revealing that you had been molested by a priest when you were 14 or 15 years old. And then later you even identified that priest.
Yes.
He was an American national.
Not only I, the whole class. Two generations up and two generations down. All of us.
You were 70 years old at that time. Why would you make that confession like more than 50 years later?
The abuses of the priest are being filmed everywhere. There was an Italian underground film, and I am sure you saw that, a priest running naked over there. And they don't really bother to investigate. There is no condemnation, nothing. The show there of the priest and the religious people doing the shinigas, Well, it is as if it's just a part of the show of the night. Is it liberality? Is it because you do not want to condemn your own countrymen? Or is it because the victims were just natives? Never mind about them. We were considered victims. So and sometimes pictured as apes.
Was it important for you that he was an American?
Oh, I don't know. I brought it for the first time.
Yeah,
because I called all the bishops stupid. And they are really stupid. You know that? Because there is a book here which also exposes their shenanigans and their, it's called Altar of Secrets. And may I have a copy? I'll give you one.
Okay.
It was wrote by a narrator of the bishop's conference.
Mm-hmm. Altar of Secrets.
Mm-hmm. Give it to you. Read it, and you will understand how the
thank you.
Catholic Church has corrupted this country. Oh, by the way, I believe in God. I really believe in God. I put my destiny in the hands of God. The priests.
Okay. All right. Give me a go to a commercial break. I wanted to play that to you for a couple of reasons. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to our commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Any questions or comments that you have, I'm going to touch on a couple of things because I think it's very, very significant as to what's going on. As you can see, this overall movement that is happening, the overall cloaking for the change, the wealth transfer, and the overall change of maintaining power and subjugating and enslaving people is continuing, but they're going to change it up in a different way. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And I wanted you to hear that about from the celebrity figurehead president of the Philippines, Duarte. I don't know how you all took it all, but it was, when I heard that, I saw a lot of value in it for a lot of different reasons. And if you had any questions or comments to make about it, it was a lot that he said. And it was probably, I'm not quite sure if you all have ever heard anything from him at all. If not, that may have been the first time. And then you have, what did you think? And I'm going to definitely tell you some of the things that I thought that's relevant, and did I think that's relevant to us all here. So if you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. So jump in. Now, one of the things I played that for this reason is because, the Philippines was invaded by the U.S. and colonized by the U.S. for a reason. They only do that for a reason. It's strategical reasons and the controlling of assets. One of the things that's very, very important historically, that they had a president named Marcos, and Marcos was an attorney, and he knew how to read contracts, and he knew exactly what the U.S. was trying to do with the Philippines, because the Philippines was the overall, during World War One, World War II, Japan went through, and they were really brutal. When I say brutal to the Philippine people, they were extremely brutal to the Chinese and the Philippines, the Japanese military was, where they used to just cut pregnant women. They would line pregnant women up and disembowel them all in front of everyone. That was, you know, some of the tactics. That's just what the system always does, is brutal to strike fear and everything else in order to control and subjugate people. Some of the reasons why was because of a large gold holdings that the Philippines had. And the significance of that gold, and is relatively significant to this day. Okay? So, and I'm going to let you do a little research to see what that was all about. But here's what was significant. One of the reasons why America invaded the Philippines, in my opinion, is because it was strategically positioned in the waterways of a trade route that would be necessary to maintain the overall insatiable appetite of manifest destiny that the nation, that the U.S. had. Nothing ever been good about this nation at all. They lie about everything. You know, one thing that Duarte said is that the left hand, the America with the left hand, doesn't know what the right hand is doing. That's not true. It definitely knows. The left hand is the liar and the right hand is the assassin. There is no heart in between. It's never been sincere. It never will be sincere. He knows that. And one of the things that he said is that he understands fully what he's up against. He says he's got 5 more years if he makes it because of the CIA. He understands it fully what's going on there. And what's going on there is that one of the propaganda machines that this nation will always use is that they will try to ostracize individuals for their overall gain so that they can maintain what they have or strengthen what they have. Why is the Philippines significantly important? Because it's strategically important to the South Sea of China and that overall trade waterway with the ASEAN nations and the future of AIIB, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. Huge importance. So, yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I like to say for the record that Duarte is a piece of you know what. All right, this man is a mass murderer. How dare he even talk? I heard something about human rights. It was kind of hard at times to make out what he was saying because of his accent. It seemed to me like he was like, human rights is getting in the way, you know? And so, all I mean, when you're killing thousands of people simply because they may use some substance that you won't use, but you using alcohol, dude. You're an alcoholic. You use alcohol, but you think you have a right to pass judgment on somebody using crack and go out there and shoot them in the head and leave them lying in the street for their family to find. And Trump has done nothing but support this maniac because I think he sees in him a kindred spirit. And what have you. So, I mean, while Philippines historically is an occupied nation, you know, I wouldn't say occupied, but a colonized nation.
Yeah, no, they are. Yeah, they're colonized and occupied, yeah.
But still, he as an individual does not represent anything good whatsoever. Anybody that can round up thousands of people and just shoot them dead on the accusation that they use drugs or sold drugs, to me, that's a monster, man.
Yep. And see, this is what the system always produces. This is why it's so important for us as the regular people to realize that all of these governments are in one big fraternity together. And what they'll do is that they will create an agenda that you can support that will be sympathized by others, when in actuality it will be nothing more than the same or worse. Now, one of the things with Duarte, why it's so relevant, is because the U.S. does not want to lose position with the Philippines at all. But it's already been lost. They're going to align with there. And what happens is that, where do you think the ISIS came from? The ISIS is the overall CIA and infusion into that. See, one of the things that I've learned in this whole thing is that if the governments create anything, it's going to serve the overall historical purpose of what governments have always been used for. One of the things that's very dangerous for us as people is that we don't create anything. We allow it to be created around us, and we expect someone else to solve the individual problems that we have. And we use their overall system to try to mitigate whatever problem that we have, when their system is in place to maintain the overall agenda and objective of theirs. Their nomenclature of how things work mechanically is for their benefit. It always will be, and it always has been. Until we stop using it, nothing will change. See, what Duarte represents is that he represents the duality of things. We got Brother Davis in queue. I'm going to go to Brother Davis in a minute. He represents the duality of things. Here's the duality that he represents. Because one of the things is what Scotty said right there. Is what Scotty said. Another thing that he represents is he represents sticking it to the United States. And what will really change? Nothing. Nothing at all. And what the system will do is that they will create environments for it to appear one thing when its objective is something totally different. See, we look at Duarte, we look at Jay Ping, we look at Trump, we look at this person, that person. These are all the celebrity figureheads that are expendable, that they put out in front of you so that they can see what is going to work. Because one of the things about this system is that it's not perfect. It does not know how people are going to completely respond. And they're fearful of that. Just as they invoke fear with you, no one that invokes fear cannot invoke fear unless they're a punk, coward, and afraid themselves. And their overall cowardism is greater than what they invoke. So they have to try to push all of these different levers, and what they have is they always have a scapegoat because of this. They never know. Duarte may become someone that becomes revered worldwide as a celebrity figurehead. Because what happens is that no one really knows all the dirt that people really do. And the overall circumstances of how deep it is and what its true intentions are. One of the things that I've learned is that when you come up in this system, they allow you to come up, and if you ever try to turn against it or decide you don't want to be a part of it anymore, once they jump you in, you've gained too much. They paid you. And once they pay you and you serve the overall agenda, one of the things that they do is they blackmail you. They blackmail you in so many different ways. They give you all of the temptations and the vices that they know that will entrap you. And then when they get you there, they have this list of things and say, this is what you're going to do now. This is why Washington has so many pedophiles. This is why you're seeing the things that they have, because those individuals, because of their overall evilness, it's easy to manipulate them. It's extremely easy to manipulate them. Here's the problem. We do not commit ourselves as people, and I think that's going to start to change because the system is going to push itself beyond its what is capable. Is going to overextend its hand. But we as people, we do not reject the overall system completely and are willing to go through the process, the burdensome, difficult, hard process of creating something else that we've created individually, family-wise, and community-wise, and regionally-wise around the world. And that, notice I never said nationally. Because even though they say that there's a nation, states, and everything else, that was made up by a man's pen. And if we continue to push that, these are the challenges that we will always continue to fall short on. And I think it's time for us to move past it. So let me, we got Brother Davis in queue. Brother Davis, you wanted to chime in?
Yo, Brother Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Davis. Oh man, I think we missed Brother Davis. Brother Davis? Brother Davis, we couldn't hear you. I heard you call me once I went to you. So if you can, hang up and call right back, and I'll go right to you because I'm watching the board. So there are many things we can't be, and I don't think that we can be naive to how deep. One of the things that I've always learned is that you have to have a reverence for your enemy, because once you underestimate them, that's when you get a surprise. And this system is so deeply evil. So deeply evil. And what happens is that we don't build based off of our moral convictions. We build based off of the institutionalized. We actually ask for the system to succeed in so many ways. Yes. Okay, Brother Davis is back. Go ahead, Brother Davis. Brother Davis? Brother Davis? Okay, yeah, Brother Davis, he'll call back. So one of the things that is critical in this whole thing is that we are going to see... Okay, Brother Davis is back. Brother Davis, you there? When you can, unmute yourself, Brother Davis, and then we'll go right to you. Okay, so one of the things that's very, very important, and I think for us... There he is. Brother Davis?
Yeah, Brother Dave, I just wanted to add that at one time, diplomatic relationships were entirely different. And this president of the Philippines realizes that he's not dealing on a diplomatic level, he's dealing on a corporate level. And we got to understand the truth and reality to the statement that's being made. Because now, understand, no president before Trump ever said, call me on my phone. That makes a big difference when it comes to understanding how diplomacy is being conducted. And let's face this. This has a direct effect on what is called diplomatic immunity. I just wanted to add that, brother.
Very well said, right, Brother Davis. As Scotty was so correct in his, and Brother Davis is so correct in theirs. That's so, so true. And that whole thing is that that's all that unsecure line. Who would use a, you know, is so, Brother Davis is absolutely right. And so what we have, and I wanted to get back to, there was Marcos was one of the presidents in the Philippines. And the U.S. absolutely hated him. Absolutely. And the reason why they hated him is because he could read contracts. And because he could read contracts, he knew exactly what, because he was a lawyer, he knew exactly what the U.S. was trying to do. So what did he do? He got along with another person named Muammar Gaddafi, who was a colonel out of Libya. And Gaddafi had just kicked the U.S. corporations out of Libya. And there was a coup. Gaddafi, as a Air Force colonel, took over in a military coup, and he kicked out all of the oil companies. He nationalized all of the oil fields. And this was a young Gaddafi that grew up as the head of Libya. And Marcos and Gaddafi developed a relationship that the U.S. absolutely hated. And that relationship was actually sprung by one of the companies that Gaddafi had kicked out, and they were losing major money, and it was the Hunt brothers, the Texas oil billionaire family. Same family that currently now owns the Kansas City Chiefs. The Hunt brothers realized some things that was going on, that they had been had. See, one of the things what happens is when the system works for us, nobody really complains. But when it turns and it decides to go somewhere else and it leaves you stranded, or it no longer discards you, because every time you make a deal with the devil, you lose your soul. So for whatever reason, the Hunt brothers became quite upset with the U.S. government, because the U.S. government wouldn't help them get back what they lost in Libya. So what did the Hunt brothers do? Said, okay, cool, I work with them. And then what they did was they wanted to corner the silver market. And what they did with the help of with the Philippines, Libya, and a royal crown royal prince of Saudi Arabia, they started to corner the silver market. And why were they going to corner the silver market? Because they were going to annihilate the economy in the United States to make it no longer relevant because it was already bankrupt. And they almost got away with it. And when they didn't get away with it, that's where Muammar Gaddafi became public enemy number one. Not for the coup, because what they did was he wanted to get rid of the overall dollar hegemony as well as the Philippines. And what did they do? The Hunt brothers were brought to court and they lost everything, but they were allowed to, if they no longer attempted to corner the silver market, because they were Texas boys, they let them off of the hook that way. But what happened with Gaddafi? Gaddafi, in my opinion, had brought the whole thing up to the Hunt brothers and said, if you're sincere, then you do this. And the Philippines president went right along with Gaddafi for a reason, because he knew the importance of it all. So what happened? This is where Gaddafi had always became public enemy number one for the U.S. because he was continuously positioning not only Libya, but the rest of the world to do something completely different and self-sustaining. And they absolutely hated it. And then during that whole time, he was brokering his way around to do it all. Now, why does that have anything to do with the Philippines? It has everything to do with the Philippines because of this. It's where it started. It was one of the key strategical places in this whole thing, where as far as getting off of a debt system, because if you have real assets, what need for a boss will you ever have? And now, why is this so significant? Here's the significance with this. Very relevant. The Philippines is critical because the Philippines will be used at the appropriate time to be a very important striking blow to the U.S. dollar hegemony. Without the Philippines, the U.S. won't have the ability to defend in the South Sea or China, as Scarborough shows. Why is that so significant? Because it has everything to do with the ancient gold that the Japanese were so brutal about running through the Philippines trying to find one of the largest gold hoards ever. What does China know? China has established relationships with the Philippines, and I believe that those relationships have been brokered for very, very long years without, and if you heard Duarte say, I am not a governmental puppet for the United States or a colonial president for the United States. This was all strategically placed in. Now, I'm not saying that Duarte is this or Duarte is that. Not saying that at all, because my overall way would have never been that way because I don't resonate that way. And I realize that all of these governments are in cahoots together. In my opinion, they want to get rid of the U.S. so that the world could have a, just like when so-called the U.S. so-called killed Osama bin Laden on May the 1st and have a big party and all that yelling and screaming. That's what they want you to do, so that you will just say, okay, now that's done, let's keep running this system, we're going to do this and do that, where nothing will change. Because in the future, the new superpower will be China, in the part of Russia. Then after that, those individual governments, because governments always do, what their overall handlers and controllers tell them to do. The people don't run the government. The corporations do. And until we stop using their system and their mechanism and devise your own and come up with our own, the same things will happen over and over again. This is why nothing ever changes, because we keep doing the same thing. Keep doing the same thing. One of the things that I think was sincere about Gaddafi was that he wanted to move, and they said a lot of things about Gaddafi. He wanted to move Africa into where Africa wouldn't be subject to enslavement and colonization by other countries. And once you get people to see that and understand that, why? It's because that overall continent is the richest resource continent on this planet. Once you see that, you're starting to break where slavery started, and for the reasons why slavery started in subjugations, for the control of assets, then you can get people to start to think and resonate and question and demand something more in a different direction. People will start to say, we don't need a government. This is on the largest continent, and what he wanted to do was to have this sweeping change throughout all of Africa, because that continent is the whole planet. And the only thing was that I think Gaddafi knew that he would never do it, but he had to be the one to start that direction and that thinking. So that people will start seeing their own individual powers. This is why in Libya, their standard of living under Gaddafi was far more than you ever experienced here in the United States, where they try to get you to be brainwashed into thinking that you live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And if you look and you see what Gaddafi was doing, one of the greatest things that Gaddafi did, in my opinion, was, and they never acknowledged it, was the aquifers, the underground aquifers that Gaddafi built. Engineering genius to where the water was brought to the desert. And that is always a humanitarian project that big. That speaks volumes. And this is why he was such a great threat. And this is why they realized the overall strength of what Gaddafi was doing. But what they were going to do was get rid of him so that the overall true ideology would not be perpetuated, and then they would pervert it like they pervert everything else, so that it will be more of the same with just a different look. And that's what we have now. That's what we have now. So the Philippines was very, very strategically important to getting the world back where, in my opinion, the right energy what should have and good could be. And that was to get people not dependent on any government, but depend on each other, the individual nearest you. And everywhere you go, someone is near you. That person is just as equally important. But whenever you go somewhere as an American and as a British or this or that, you have to take with you the overall lies and deceptions and the agendas and the policies and the procedures of those you don't agree with. And we darn near will kill and give our children's lives for that overall nonsense. It's never been about the people, because the people have never been the one that's invoking the agenda. So if you look at the Philippines. If you look at the strategical importance of it all, there is a new wind of deception that's coming. They're going to tell you the untied states of America. I talk about it here all the time. The untied states of America is coming. But the overall tyranny and the violence and the degradation and the enslavement and the subjugation that America became outwardly rich with, or the appearance of riches, is going to continue and only get worse. Because what's going to happen is that they're going to allow this debt system to fall apart, and they're going to say, we fixed it, we know what we need to do now, we need to have a debt system that's backed by assets. But they'll never give people the assets. They'll never give people the ability to be sovereign in self-determination. They'll always give them a grocery store. They'll always give them a government program. They'll always give them borders. They will always give them health care. They will always give them taxation. They will always give them the perception of riches while they steal the wealthiest form of energy that has ever been created, your free will. And until we change and see the importance of you, the importance of me individually, and then that individual energy, the sustainability of that, it needs collective prudence of everyone else that's living, not inanimate objects. The government is an inanimate object that is put before you as a deceptive or a deceptive policy, procedures, and practices to hide the real agenda of stealing your birthright. So we are going to go through some crazy, difficult times. And those times that we're going to go through, because that's going to strengthen the overall new policies, new way of doing things. They're going to revolutionize everything, and it won't be anything new. It will be the same as the past, and it will have a deceptive, comfortable spin to it all. They're going to get rid of the great Satan, when Satan has never been a threat, just merely a temptation. And if we continue to give into that temptation, then that great Satan has energy and it has a life force. So they are destabilizing this whole planet, and they're following the same, when I say they, and I'm not talking about one individual, because if you see these individuals, you are seeing the celebrity figureheads that make no decisions. It doesn't matter if they were there or they weren't there. The same things that have been happening in the past will continue to happen right now. But every once in a while, some of these celebrity figureheads start to smell themselves. And when they start to smell themselves, they get a conscience. And they say, no, I don't want to do this anymore. And then the system says, what? You know you can't leave. And this is why you have some assassinations. This is why you have some so-called silencing. And this is why you never see on mainstream media the real truth to the solutions to the problems that we have. The only thing that you see is the chaos. Because the system doesn't want you to realize that the truth is in you. It can't be created. The solution can't be created outside of you.
It has to be created first and perpetuate in you. Listen, we ran over today. I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Thank you, Scotty, for your input. Brother Davis, thank you so much for your input. All of you, listen, everyone, continue to prepare yourself. Continue to position yourself and your family, because things are going to, and they could rapidly, rapidly change. And if that happens, I want you to be in a position to where you will be able to stand firm on your principles and to execute great opportunities that will come so that we can get back to our birthright. You listen to Tando Radio Show. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Bragg, if you would be so inclined, chime us out of here. We'll talk to you soon. I guess we lost Brother Bragg. Oh, there he is. Peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.